Well, God has disrupted everything. I'm not going to be preaching the message I had for today. We'll be looking at that, Lord willing, next weekend. But he has brought my mind to a scripture you can turn to with me. It's in Revelation 12, verses 10 and 11. So for the next 15 minutes or so, I'm going to share. This is called cold preaching. Ironic, it come on a day when it was 2 below this morning. It's called cold preaching when you turn to a passage and preach it. And you've not looked at it of late. So I'm going to cold preach today, but only a little bit cold because I feel the warmth of the Lord and his leading in the house today. Reading Revelation 12, beginning to read in verse 10, reading from verse 11. It says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, 'Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.'" Let's pray again. Father, we just thank you for your word. Again, we thank you for your leading. It's just such a blessing to have you just take over a service, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Pray, Lord, that as you've led me to this passage, that you will lead everything that comes out of my mouth and not a word more, a word less than what is in your will this morning for us to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. So in this passage, we see clearly the idea that, first of all, salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Salvation has come. I've been telling you that I believe this year that there are going to be many that are swept into the kingdom. I've been telling you, I've been feeling that. All right? I've mentioned that a few times in the last couple of months. And I totally believe that. And the whole idea that the Lord has led me to these two verses this morning, in light of all that has transpired in the service this morning, it makes me believe that even more. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Christ is not the Lamb of God that was slain anymore. He is, as we were singing in that warfare song, the Lion of Judah, right there. Depicted right there in that banner. He's the Lion of Judah. And when he comes back next time, okay, in the second advent, he's not going to be riding on the foal of a donkey. He's going to be riding a white stallion. And he will be coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords instead of a lowly child laid in a manger. So as we see all that's happening around us, and sometimes in the last few short years, there's been times it's looked hopeless. Is that honest?
Yeah.
There's been times it's looked hopeless. We're not hopeless as believers, all right? But it has looked hopeless if you look at it in the physical. And I'm here to tell you today, it is not hopeless. Because our God is a God of hope. And he has come with salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Goes on to say in verse 11, they overcame him. Who? The accuser of the brothers. Satan. It says they overcame him. We, as we are in Christ, are overcomers over all that the enemy is doing. Amen? So when we stand together in the power of God's might, in the authority of Christ, remember Jesus told his disciples and us as we are in Christ that the things that he did, we would do, and even greater things than what he did. Now that's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? But it takes faith. Okay? So, we are alive at this time by God's design, not by accident. You might have asked yourself, why am I here in the middle of this? Sometimes we say that in a way, wow, this is really great. How did I happen to be alive at this time? And sometimes, more often probably in the last few years, it's been, how did I happen to be alive at this time? But the authority of his Christ, by that we overcome. And it says, they overcame him, the accuser, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. Remember the shed blood of Christ that provides deliverance for all of us, provides salvation for all of us. The one sacrificial Lamb for all time. To end the old covenant where there was endless sacrifice, to have one Lamb, Jesus Christ, that died for the sins of the world, for that time and forever, for all who would receive him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. What's your testimony? And if you got a testimony, and if you're a born-again believer, you do, whether you know it or not, you got a very valid testimony. And it's our responsibility to operate in the unction of the Lord and share that testimony every time he gives us the unction. Even when it's in a spot where it's not popular. When you say yes to Jesus, you never know when he's going to call you to do what. I've had over the years people, listen, you need to understand something. If you'll listen to the Lord, he'll direct you. He said, my sheep know my voice. So we should not think it's impossible to hear. Right in here. In here. Down in here. To hear that still small whisper. Every one of us has got a testimony to be shared when God gives us unction. I started to say, you need to understand it. It's been in all kinds of different situations in the 42 years I've been saved that God has led me to say something. I've had it happen in restaurants. People sitting next to me. And the Lord will give me a word for them. And then he'll direct me to stand in the middle of a restaurant. And the one time, you need to understand something. The guy that was sitting in the booth that the Lord gave me a word for the woman that was with him, when they walked in, we were already seated when they walked in. And this dude was all leathered up and tatted up and piercings and looked to me at least a fairly rough dude. And he was so big it put the lights out when he walked past me. Okay? And the Lord says, go tell her now. And I got, my wife was with me. I slowly got out of my seat, my booth, walked around and walked up to their booth. took a breath, was eyeing him. If he starts to get up to club me, can I get him? Can I take him before he gets completely up? Do I got a chance? That sounds funny, but listen, when you're in that situation, those kinds of things go through your mind, at least it did mine. And I said, I believe the Lord has given me a word for you, young lady. And I spewed. Once I just started speaking, it just spewed out of me. I gushed. And immediately she started crying, and I thought, I'm dead. He's going to kill me. And he got up out of that seat, and he shook my hand, and he said, never be afraid to give a word when the Lord puts it on you, brother. It's a true story. That's one example of just times when, you know, when we went in there to eat, I wasn't necessarily looking for a word, but I'm always looking after Jesus. You know what I'm saying? If you just listen and be willing to share what God puts in your mouth, and especially our testimony, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, first and foremost, always, but also by the word of our testimony, our willingness to share our testimony. A testimony not shared has no power whatsoever to change anything in God's kingdom. But a testimony shared can do something. Am I making sense? Now, I'm full of preaching today, so if everything's not all lining up right, I'm sorry, but I'm doing the best I can to operate in the Holy Spirit this morning, all right? The final thought that I'm led to share with you is the final part of verse 11. Said they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Just that phrase you could build a whole message on. Because there's so many things that can come into that, that you could bring into that. But just quickly this morning, when I think of not loving our lives so much as to shrink from death, I think of the young lady that was asked in Columbine by one of the shooters if she loved Jesus. As he held a gun to her head. And she went to school with this young man and knew that he was an atheist. So she knew, okay? She knew. But she did not love her life so much as to shrink from death. When he asked her, do you love Jesus? She said, yes, I do with all my heart. And he pulled the trigger and said, go be with him. And she did. Absent from the body, we are with Christ. One example. Would we answer similarly? Or would we deny Christ and keep our mouth shut? None of us knows, do we? Until you're in that situation, not one of us knows for sure how we would react, how we would respond. They didn't love their lives so much as to shrink from death. There are times where it's very unpopular to stand up for our faith, and God leads us to stand up for our faith. Will we do it? I've been encouraging people for at least 4 years now to stand up and speak up, those two things. Raise your hand if you confirm what I'm saying. Right? I have. I've been at least that long. saying. Stand up and speak up. This is what the Lord is impressing on me. Stand up and speak up. I echo that in the closing of this service today, that the Lord has taken over. I didn't have any idea I was going to be turning to that passage and talking to you about it today. But God did. Stand up and speak up. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you again for just taking this service over. I pray, Lord, that as we ponder this, as we leave here today, that we would not forget, because this has been a huge blessing. You have spoken to us clearly. Lord, help us to respond to you, Lord God, in a right way. And Lord, we thank you that we are overcomers in Christ, because he has all the authority, and we have authority in him as well. Praise you, Lord. Bring us back safely Wednesday night or next Sunday, Lord, whichever it be. Bring us back safely. Keep us healthy. And Lord, as we keep our eyes on you, lead us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. We love you.